Hello, Gia.
Oh my God, that was just brutal.
Oh,
I can't.
America and the world,
Oh.
you have no idea the technical difficulties we've fought through to get to you tonight.
And am I correct in understanding that it wasn't actually our wrongdoing? It was just some Chrome issue or something?
I think, yeah, maybe there was a Chrome update that didn't want us to podcast.
The universe is speaking to us.
Chrome is
Oh.
smarter than we give it credit for.
We've people have been trying to stop us from doing shit for years,
Yeah,
and
that's true. That's
we have
true.
never listened. We have never,
No.
no.
But this battle tonight, it
Oh.
almost made me turn to drink. And I do have quite a bit of vodka in the house for some reason.
You do? Why would you have vodka in your
Well, I
house?
think because we were going to have like a Cosmo party one time.
Oh, and then we never did.
We
Right.
never did, so the vodka's just
Yeah.
sitting in the cupboard,
Oh, that's so sad.
untouched.
Well,
Yeah.
it'll happen sometime.
Okay. Yeah.
But
Whew.
yeah, that was like, you know how when you don't feel well and it's just like every little thing you have to do is like, now I have to find my shoes, you know, and it's like this massive,
Yeah.
insurmountable amount of
Yeah.
energy, like it's just too much. That
Yeah,
was
I
getting
know.
like that. I was about to say, well, I've enjoyed knowing you, but
No, but we can't be friends
I
anymore. I know.
this ugly episode
Yep.
has made it impossible.
It knocked our Winona Wynona fight right out of the ring.
Yeah. And that was a bad one. That was almost the end of our friendship.
Yeah. You know, America, there's a Winona Ryder and a Winona Judd. And
One of them's
Gia,
Winona, right? One of them's
I
Win.
guess Winona Judd,
Winona. Winona. Yeah.
and I don't know who was talking about Winona Ryder and who was talking about Winona Judd, but we couldn't figure out why either of us couldn't like grasp that she was tiny or that she was actually
Yeah,
big boned.
one of us kept saying, but she's really large, like broad-shouldered, and then the other one would come back and say, like, she's like a tiny ballerina in a jewelry box. She's
We were
just
like
minute, and then
steaming. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
and then we'd go back to our corners, and then it would start up again. Like, and I can't even fathom what conversation we were having in the first place,
Sounds
but.
like it must have been pretty important.
Important stuff, yeah, and
Yeah,
I
and
don't
it
like
probably helped lead us to where we are right now.
yeah, but it wasn't even our fault, any of this. We tried
No, none of it
everything. we
was.
we were troubleshooting like crazy.
Like cray. Oh, jeez. Now Vin's gonna bark.
Miffy. Okay, and now I don't even
Okay.
remember General Hospital, and I had
I know.
reviews
Is that
for a
what
little
we're
bit.
here for, to talk about General
General
Hospital?
Hospital. Oh, and I don't want to forget, but I saw another. I had a like. I like when I have sightings of actors in other shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I
That's gonna
had
be your
one.
thing.
I
Okay.
had one. Yeah,
All right. Go
that's
ahead,
one of
Gia.
my things. I have a lot of things.
Yeah.
Should I start with that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it was a fan favorite, Robin.
Oh, I love Robin.
Long ago, she looked very young. I mean, not child young. And it was in that show Firefly,
Oh,
that sort of
interesting.
sci-fi, and she wasn't a regular character, but oddly enough, you know, you're
Yeah.
saying lying, duplicitous whore, like
Whore,
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she a whore?
She was playing an actual whore,
Wow. That's why she took the
and she
part.
was lying and duplicitous. She was a traitor.
Wow.
So yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't like seeing her like that. But
No, I bet
that
that, don't you think
show,
that's why she took the part, probably? Because
maybe, yeah, to
you'd
rub off
never get
that
to play a
goody
whore.
two shoes thing. Yeah. So that show is kind of like a little bit of like a Mad Max future dystopia. Is that the word?
Sure,
Dystopia.
yeah. That's all the rage now in the teen lit
Is
department.
it? Yeah. And so anyway, it's a little bit of like a Wild West scene, but you know, they're flying around in hovercrafts and stuff. And so they were on a particular moon, and there was an actual. It's an interesting show because they have a category of characters that are called companions that are like kind of like geishas, I guess, that are, you know, trained and groomed companions.
Oh, I kind of like the sound
You
of that.
know, like a high class hooker, basically. And then if they're not, if they haven't been trained as companions, they literally are just called whores.
Yeah. which do you think we would be, Gia? Companions or whores? I think I know.
I would just be like cleaning up the place or something. I wouldn't even make. But anyway, so this was kind of like in a Wild West whorehouse, and she was still a victim, of course.
Sure.
But I was like, oh my gosh, there's little Robin in a kind of like a Western getup whore outfit.
Wow. All right.
So there you go.
Thank you for that.
And I'm sad because now we've watched the final episode of that, and we have to find another kind of sci-fi thing, and it's getting hard for us.
Maybe the Orville?
That's like a Superman thing, right?
What? Is that,
yeah.
A Superman, did you say?
No,
I don't know what that is.
Like Cream or no.
Asia.
No, like Superman. Superman?
Oh, I don't think so. I only watched like one of the earliest episodes, but it's sort of starting to catch my interest again when I see.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Okay.
It was created by Seth MacFarlane, who created Family Guy. He's very funny.
Okay. It's not a cartoon though, right?
Right.
Okay.
And it's on
I might give it a look because I don't know why, but I'm not into the like the superhero stuff. Like you'd think that would follow suit that I would be, but
like you could maybe be a super whore.
Super whore show for sure. Yeah. But anyway, let's get back to hospital.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the Laura episode.
That was magical. I was transported.
You were, and I was too, I think. I mean, parts of it were a little sort of clunky, I thought, but there were also times where I got choked up and I could not figure out really why.
Yeah, I may have just been ready to find it magical, you know?
Okay.
Like, this is a little pocket of the world right now where I feel like good. And so
quite
when they have
insulated from everything else.
So when they have something that's even attempting to be magical, I'm like, oh, that was magical.
Yep. And that it feels like in a world where the mobster can play softball against the the cops and everything, you know, that is kind of magical, I think.
And it was about Lasha, who's one of my faves at the moment. Yep. And
I think she's prettier now than she was as a young girl.
I know. How do they keep everything so looking so nice? And I mean, possibly there's work, but their teeth are so white and nobody's wrinkly. And I mean, I guess they've got a lot more time and money spent on looking good. So
I spend no time and no money. So I believe it shows. Yes.
I don't know. I can't see you at the moment, but
you know,
I can't weigh in on that. but anyway, I thought there were some really nice moments. I enjoyed the flashbacks, the little scene of Laura and Bobby. They were just babies.
Yeah. Bobby did look a bit slutty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't Scotty though.
Yeah, he was cute. So that was back when you started watching.
Well, that's what hooked me on Hospital to begin with, was the young, cute Scotty.
They were just so young. I mean, they've been playing these characters all their lives.
I know. I was thinking about that too. Like in the like present day scene between Laura and Scotty, where she was thanking him, you know, for always being sort of so good.
Yeah,
to her.
In her corner.
I thought, wow, that must feel so interesting to them.
Yeah.
Exchanging these lines. I mean, what other like world in showbiz can you work with the same people for decades?
I know. And have a character develop that many.
Yeah.
That, and like die and come to life and all, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
He's sent off to Ferncliff 3 or 4 times. I mean, it's got to be weird to have like a parallel life like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty well done. I liked seeing everybody in a sort of different light, like that little meeting they had at the beginning, the Save Her Hide meeting. And
yeah.
It was
Scotty taking charge.
Yep. Yep. And even Sam like didn't really bother me. Like it's like,
She
okay, I kind
bothered
of
me a
believe
little
she
bit.
was, yeah, I believe she was going to try and have Laura's back. And let's see what else. I know you don't like Cyrus Renew,
Oh, I do not.
but I thought that was an interesting
It
scene
was
where he like
quite
goes into
effective because it was kind of disturbing, and it gave me that like completely like tongue-tied feeling, you know, when somebody's like sort of presenting their case and you know like it's not rational, you know, and there's nothing much Laura could say to change how he's thinking, you know. So yeah.
It made me think that his conversion to religion or his version of religion or whatever, that it's not an act on his part, that he's really gone that direction with
Yeah,
it.
went like straight to the deep end, really.
And it was disturbing in its sort of echoes of some things that are happening in politics today.
And I wondered if that was part of the point, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know if they try to be political or not.
Or just play with the ideas of like how do you work with people, you know, who.
But then I just loved how she like did that forgiving of him and then kind of gasped like she didn't even really mean to, but it sort of surprised her or something, or
Like
I don't know.
she it all caught up with her, I think, like all, you know, just how sort of edgy and kind of dangerous that was.
Yeah, it was a powerful moment. So that was kind of the serious moment in the whole thing as
Yeah,
well.
it was interesting and kind of silly almost, like the way she was just sort of walking through all these different parts of her life and, you know, poor
Yeah, so
child.
it had elements of It's a Wonderful Life for sure.
And there was it seemed like there were not like the gaps in time that you might usually have when somebody's going from like one location to another, you know.
I wish we could have seen a little bit of the baseball game, the softball game.
Don't you hate that usually though, when like when Dante has to like put his arms around Sam to show her how to swing a
Oh
bat
yeah, to show her
like
how to.
that?
Well, I was
There's probably a
mostly
lot
thinking
of that.
I wanted to see Team Cassadine. You know that
Yeah,
they were kind of cracking
I
me
know.
up.
Yeah, a little bit implausible that they're all softball players, but
Yeah, and where's Esme? I mean, she'd have to be Team
oh
Captain.
yeah, you'd think she'd
Yeah.
be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd probably be beaning people with the ball.
Yep. But anyway, I thought it was an effective episode. I was expecting, more tomfoolery and just annoying.
Yeah, like an episode that doesn't really count, kind
Yeah,
of.
but I thought this did kind of count as a. I wanted to live in Port Charles just for that. Just for that moment. I've never really felt my family moved a fair amount and I never felt like a town connection. Like a lot of people are like, I could never leave blah 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 or wherever, And I think, how could you not? Like I'm kind of like I sort of like the starting over in a new place feeling.
Yeah, I do too. And we lived in this, I lived in the same house, you know, for all of my life until I sort of sat down on my own. So,
Yeah,
but I do like starting fresh.
but you didn't grow that to have that sort of like, I don't know. It was making me feel that sort of warm fuzzy about being in a town and having that surround being surrounded by the people that know you. Like when you walk into Cheers,
Yeah, it
everybody
was.
knows your name, kind of a thing. I mean, I lived in one town in Maine for longer than I lived anywhere, and I guess there was some of that vibe going on. But now I've left him in the dust. I don't even care.
In the dust, yeah.
In the dust, man. No, I do care. But anyway, I thought they did a nice job conjuring up that sort of
I thought so too.
town vibe. So I enjoyed it.
Okay. Do you want to move to Friday's episode now?
And that's like all we've got, right?
Yeah.
Those
I
two,
just
yeah.
wondered if you had any more to say about Laura's episode.
No, I don't think so. I guess I don't. Do you?
I don't think so. Maybe something will come up. But so on Friday, we had some unpleasantness. First, I thought like seeing what's his name like in his underwear was not a treat.
Oh, yeah. Like, why do you take your pants off when you're having your ribs checked out? Did anybody? And where's the little paper gown?
Like, you thought that was just like what Brit needed?
I don't know. And now he's lying to Dante. You know, he's lying to everyone. Mm-hmm.
And he's that seemed like that was sort of offensive, the way he stripped down for Brit's exam. You know, it just kind of felt like this guy's just a scumbag, really.
Yeah, he's scummy. I'm not seeing the charm, and it wasn't like a treat to see him.
No, it really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. He's not Chase, you know.
No, but he's not. He is no Chase. That is true.
And I don't like the way he said "César Faison."
And I guess we're supposed to believe there's some sort of connection there, right? And that's why he's
I guess out. Like because they seem to have name recognition, and now he's found the reason to stay in town. Like, is he just going to blackmail Brit or something?
I don't know. But Brit's I hope her bullshit detector is reading that he's just a total dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And I guess if that's what they're going for
a then character, success, then
mission accomplished. knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. So that unpleasantness, mm-hmm.
And we did have when Chase was talking to Jordan. You remember when he was called? I felt like he seems like he's becoming a little more flexible, sort of morally and ethically.
And maybe that's why they're going to have him not be a cop anymore. We don't know that at the end of the episode. Right. We didn't get to find out.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's they're going to free him up as a character a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like with
Jordan seemed like kind of a jerk, but
yeah, I was going to say with the previous Jordan, I feel like we would have had the sense that she was disappointed in him, but she still cared about him. And with this,
Jordan just seems cold.
He's dead to her.
She's not finding her footing, I don't think.
No,
I'm not sure what she needs to do to.
Right.
But the other Jordan had kind of a warmth in her manner that would have shown through a little bit. But she's kind of had a one note thing too. It's the being a cop thing.
You're right. I think that's a good observation.
Does a character in
ties their hands a little bit.
Yeah. And let's see, other unpleasantness. The Link is unpleasant. Link.
Yep.
Yeah. And then his hair. Is that a wig or something?
It's very flat on his head, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. I guess it just sort of starts really far back.
Maybe. I
don't know. We're seeing an expanse of head and cheek that you don't see on other people or something. And it adds to the creep factor, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have to try hard at all to be a creep. And I was very uncomfortable when Brooklyn was offering all of these things up to him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And luckily he didn't take her up on it, right?
Yeah. I don't know why he'd be so fixated on getting Chase. It doesn't really what's his point there? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So that was a little unpleasant.
Yeah, and then we had this is going to be interesting, I think. Carly sort of gloating with Olivia about
all the money
she had to make, you know.
Yeah, and now she's going to be I don't know. She might have to become a lying, duplicitous whore. Might be like maybe they'll take the path where she's going to get, you know, on the down and out and be having to grovel back to Sunny for money to live or something. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that
sell
could be
the house.
Yeah,
auction off the bowl of moss.
And poor Olivia, if she gets stuck with some anonymous group, although we don't know who this investor group or whatever, you know, who those are going to turn out to be. but
it's that, probably going to be like Victor or something, or
yeah,
Selena Wu, or
right. Something. Wouldn't you be so pissed off if you were Olivia and Carly had set
yeah had
that
done
up,
this? Yeah, you know? There's a level of hubris going on.
Yes, yes.
In Carly and Drew and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. All that smugness.
Yeah, I took kind of an evil pleasure in seeing them get their comeuppance there.
Oh, I did too. God, every time Drew walks into a room, I just think, oh, God.
I know. I do. I literally go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
And what did Michael say? What did Michael say to Ned? I was like, oh, my God, that saying. It's time to loop you in.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, like, where do they get these little phrases?
That's a total business phrase.
I don't know. I've never been in business. Have you been in business?
Well,
you
I've heard business. That phrase used in Zoom meetings and stuff. Yeah,
loop you in, moving forward.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun to watch Ned vote against them. I don't know how Olivia's going to feel about that. She's going to be so conflicted because, you know, she's going to know that that helped set up, you know.
But what was it that, you know, we were led to believe that he was going to vote with them the whole time, mm-hmm. and then it was something in Lucy's conversation about Edward that changed him on that, or has he been in cahoots with Valentine the whole time?
Yeah, we don't really know. He kind of made it sound, I thought, like he was going to vote with the other Quartermain, you know, side.
Right, but maybe he was just pulling one over on him.
Maybe. Or maybe it was just to make us, you know, sort of.
Right. That's what I don't like.
Playing with us.
I don't like that. Don't play with us.
I know.
Speaking of Valentine, I don't know why, but I was like, I was LOLing when he came
to the pool.
The pool, like, what was that little sachet in there? And he looked so derpy with his little pants and his,
getting onto his lounge chair.
Yeah, the lounge chair. And then when he gets up to leave and he, like, swings his leg over and, like.
I know, that was good.
It was cracking me up.
Yeah, he's a pretty unique character.
Yeah, oh my God, his little, like, shirt tucked into his little khakis or whatever they were.
He's
killing me.
I don't know why it was funny. All staged because he knew Carly and Olivia would be there, or was
I don't know, but I thought so, like he was bluffing, like they said, just you know, trying to
right,
but maybe not. Maybe he and Ned had planned this out all along. I mean, that's the thing about you know, soap operas, kind of they don't feel like they have to. There could be backstories now that they'll show us scenes where he and Ned like planned the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And it won't be fair, but we'll just have to take it because it's all we've got right now. Only happy place.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Yeah.
That and that bottle of vodka you're going to crack open in a minute.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I had a beverage earlier, just the one.
Yeah, okay.
Just a nice Corona.
Okay, well, is it very, very hot down there right now?
You know, it is, but it's not as hot as where I'm headed tomorrow.
It's
like 80s, but it kind of clouded over and could rain.
Yeah.
So, but other areas have been like 99, 100.
Yeah, I know. I guess we can't complain, but it was
a hot sticky
one
as all get out, but.
Yeah. So let's.
All right, General Hospital. What else do we got?
Well, you know,
Willow.
Oh, Willow. You know, sort of struggling to get up the stairs.
Yep. Did kind of like woo. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird. I mean, we see Willow, but she hasn't had like a proper set of lines in a long time. You know,
no, she's just been like responding to Michael or.
Yeah. They almost seem like a royal couple, you know,
where they're all a great comparison. Yes.
Yeah. Just a facade or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And just like their outfits, like the little outfits they have to put on and Everybody was wearing very spiky high heels today. And I thought that alone would have made me fall down that staircase.
Right, right. We don't know if it was the heels or something physically wrong with her.
we think the latter. So I'm glad they're like, let's go ahead and move that on. And Lucy kind of thought, I don't know if Lucy's
gonna a little bit, yeah,
matter on that or not. I'd like it if they brought Lucy and Martin in a little more and made them serious characters. Not too serious.
Right, right. Yeah, Lucy's always sort of a little bit on the fringe, but yeah, she could hold her own in any heavy duty storyline, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. So we had Willow having a little wafting about. She might just not, you know, be heavy enough to kind of hold herself upright.
Maybe. You know? That could be.
So yeah. Maybe there was a little bit of a breeze and she just kind of got blown off.
Sure, sure. Uh-huh.
It can
happen. You're right. I bet that's all it is, Gia.
She's
fine otherwise. She just needs to wear, like, I don't know, some heavier shoes to
keep work boots.
Firmly planted, yeah. You
could take her to the Target boys department.
I could.
Outfit her with some work boots.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Doc Martens or something.
Mm-hmm. I was so uncomfortable at work today. My pants were so tight.
Weren't you just on Zoom or something? Just take them off.
No, at work at the bookstore today.
Oh, yeah, don't take them off. Don't get confused. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a Zoom call.
Jeffrey Toobin got to keep his job.
You just like saying Toobin.
Toobin, yeah.
You different Toobin. Oh my god, that's funny. I'm glad you held it together there. Let's see. What else
did Oh, well, it was nice. This was back to the Laura episode, just briefly. Okay. It was nice that when she visited Elizabeth to see Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of like the Maxi being there and that, like, what was I don't know what was up there with that.
Yeah, it was odd too. It seemed like they were trying to just pack as many characters into that episode.
But Elizabeth was also kind of like, okay, what are you doing here? All right.
Thanks. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. But Maxi always figures out sort of the right thing to say, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted you to look your best in the nervous hospital, so I bought you a bunch of products here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Maxi. But
We're running out of stuff. Or, you know, we need more than two episodes, people. Let's have the world stop interfering. Yeah,
and the one episode was like a full episode. It was mostly just Lasha traveling around. But it sounds like, you know, things will get a little more interesting with this whole fallout about the Aurora ELQ.
The business thing.
Yeah.
Yep. So that'll be good.
Be interesting.
Yeah. A few storylines. And we've been given a little break from the Esme.
Yeah. That's also kind of nice in a way.
Yeah, but that'll be moving along here shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah, should be moving along pretty
the Felicia Ryan connection.
Yeah, there could be some real darkness heading our way.
You know what I'd totally forgotten, speaking of parentage, when Dante was explaining to Dipwad there.
Yeah.
Like why he didn't like Brit.
Yeah.
I completely spaced that. So Brit carried their child? Yeah.
No, I really couldn't remember that much either.
Like, and why was that? I don't even, what was going on?
I don't even remember that either. Was she trying to trap Nicholas or something? I don't know.
I know she was like a thoroughly, like, kind of bad character at the start.
Yeah.
Huh. But I spaced that. I was like, why is Dante being so negative to Brit? You know, Brit's so much fun. And then he started in on that. I was like, what? Okay. Guess that is wrong. I guess that's bad.
I know. It's funny how you can give all kinds of stuff when you've forgotten about it. Whatever.
I'm counting on that to happen towards me.
Rocco's fine now. You know?
Yeah, Rocco. I haven't seen any of these kids in forever. But, I did, yeah, and that scene was just. I also didn't like the. I don't know. I seem to be turning on like sort of these masculine. Like, I didn't like Dante and douchebag sitting there at the at Kelly's, like eating off each other's plates and like kind of tipping back with their legs open. Like, I don't know. It all felt very like, dude,
Posing.
dude, yeah. I don't know. And then
Yeah.
equally annoying to me is the sort of business dude thing that Michael and Drew do. You know, the standing up and pulling their jackets straight and buttoning their jackets over their puffed out chests. And I don't know.
Drew is just insufferable. He's just
Yeah. And yet I see on social media that people really like him. Some people don't, but I'm like, what am I missing here? Something
Yeah,
is missing. Something's wrong with me.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, both things could be true. Something could be wrong with you, and something
Yeah.
could be wrong with him.
That's true. Yep. Anyway, so, but there's been a lot to like, and I like that they're kind of cracking things along a little bit with a few storylines. We need a some more resolution. Now they need to they have some storylines that were so big, like the Nina Sunny thing, and now that's flailing and they're just saying the same things to each other over and over again. So they
Over
need
and
to have
over.
that be moved along, like have their next dilemma or have them either get together or not get together, whatever, you know, like
Like have dinner and then not really have much to say to each other.
right. Like once the crisis is over, maybe they don't really have anything. If they don't have the Tano, what do they have kind of thing? I don't know.
What do they have?
So a few of the storylines need to have, be shaken up a little bit, and other ones just need to move along.
Well, and with Sunny, I mean, women historically, I guess it's true with Jason too. Like everybody's threatened by Carly, you know. Everybody feels like Sonny's always going to be loyal to Carly, you know. And so if Carly was in some sort of trouble, and Sonny would feel compelled to try to help her as the mother of his kids, you know, I'm sure would make
Maybe
him
that would draw
really
them back together.
unhappy.
It'd be wouldn't it be something if she had to like work as a maid in the hotel or something? A companion. Or she had to like hand out towels up at the Metro Court pool
Yeah, the pool.
or something, you know, like something really demeaning that brought
Clean
her
Nina's
down.
office.
Yes. Oh my God, groveling in front of Nina, that would be something. Not that I think she deserves that or anything, but it would just be a like a total turn. And did she commit some sort of insider trading there?
I
Like
was thinking that too. Yeah,
I don't know exactly what that means. If somebody
I
can loop
believe.
me in on what insider
Yeah.
trading means.
It seems like if you have
She
information
had
that's not
information,
public,
yeah.
yeah, I
So that's a
agree.
little bit wrong.
It is. So
I mean,
she
not
is.
as wrong as like stealing babies or anything, but
Yeah, but you know, you
I
give
don't
them
know.
back. If you give the baby
Yeah,
back,
you give them back. Yeah, trade them
it's
back. Well, anyway. Well,
Anywho, all right, Gia.
a couple of good episodes, and
Yeah.
we probably would have had more interesting things to say if we didn't have to like take an hour struggling to try and like
Yeah,
get
that
on the
sort of tapped
podcast.
us out. Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of deflated us.
Quite
Yeah.
ragged. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to bed right now.
That sounds like a good idea. And America, if you don't hear from us maybe for a little bit longer than usual, it's because Gia will be on the road and visiting with fam. That's
Doing the fam thing again, and the
Yeah.
fam wouldn't understand if I were podcasting about a soap opera while I was
I feel like their
there.
priorities need to be straightened down a little bit.
Well, they have always known I'm a weirdo, but
They just don't know quite
the
how weird,
extent of it,
and
yeah,
that you've taken it
the
to the world.
breadth of the weirdness, yeah. So
Yeah, the
we'll keep them in the dark about that, but
breadth.
now I'll just be busy, that's all. But
Yeah.
yeah, we appreciate your patience and thanks for listening at all. My
At
God.
all, yes.
My gosh, it's very flattering.
It's and we don't really get any better, do we?
I think we're getting worse, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Point taken, Gia.
And like, we're okay with it. That's the cool part. Like, we just keep going.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, occasionally we'll sort of break out of this sort of mediocrity and say something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, don't hold your breath, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you lying, duplicitous whore. Let's get out of here.
Okay, companion.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, safe travels, Gia.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.